This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. Check out Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley's podcast on the Odyssey. New episodes every Wednesday. That means today. Did you already put it up, Bryn? All right, great. It's there. Subscribe on the Odyssey. Yeah. It's hump day, and it's a special day for the Sarah and Vinny Show because it's the beginning of our first vacation in this whole year. We're very excited about it, as you might imagine. Giddy might be one way to
Yeah, I hate that I'm so excited because I don't want anyone to think that we don't like what we do,
but we love what we do.
There's some burnout after 6 months without a break, and I'm looking forward to, and it's not even from doing the show, it's from the hours for me.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to bed at 7:30 every night. Every night at 7:30 I'm like, I don't want to go to bed, but I go to bed. And then 4:15 I don't want to get up, but I get up.
Exactly.
So tonight on TV, I thought I'd run down some of the stuff because there's some stuff we can watch it, Vinny. Loki premieres tonight on this is a series that they're doing on Disney Plus. I can't be alone. People love the Marvel universe. I love Loki. Oh my god.
I don't get the Loki fascination, but I do love the universe, as you say.
Yeah. I like the premise of this one. Loki escapes in Endgame. Okay, spoiler alert, everybody. And he's captured in this new series on Disney Plus by an agency of time cops led by Owen Wilson. I love Owen Wilson. He's great. Loki, listen. You're a bad guy. You've literally stabbed like 50 people in the back. I won't do it again. Oh, so good. They offer him a chance to help fix reality, which he broke when he stole.
I felt like I was there, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks.
I really
many, many thanks. Well, that's my own Wilson. It's weak, but it is
good,
what it
actually.
Is.
No, it was fine. It was really accurate. Well done.
What do I keep telling you? Tanata. The Tesseract. He stole the Tesseract.
Tanata.
I don't know what the Tesseract is. Something about a timeline. I don't know. He's screwed everything up, and they're going to try and get him to fix it all. But that is debuting tonight. Well, it's probably on Disney Plus if you've got time right now. Don't they drop things at midnight the night before? So Loki is coming to your TV.
The Tesseract is that square. It's the little cube that has all the magic that Loki carries around on the end of his little stick.
Oh,
yeah. It's
and
it's
it has and it disrupts the timeline.
Movies. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It has a lot of powers and mysteries to it.
I see. I don't see, but maybe I
you
will.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Vin?
I do.
Let me see if I can pull this little cube picture up for you.
So he's had it all along, and he hasn't been screwing with the timeline, but now he is? Okay.
I think he stole it. I mean, I don't know the whole story. It's kind of complicated. You know, they jump in and out of all the years. It's really
what I like.
What I would recommend anybody who wants to like and understand these, and even then you probably got to do it twice, but you should watch them all in order. Go through all the Marvel movies in order, and you'll start to see there is kind of
a tie-in,
a storylines that runs through them all. They've done a decent enough job. They just lose people when you watch them in out of order, and if you're not familiar with the comic books, you find yourself going, I'm lost, I don't get it, I give up.
Well, the one thing I liked about Endgame was how they decided the way to fix things was to go back in time. So Iron Man just like made a call to his company and was like, hey, can you get us a time machine of some kind? And then the next thing you know, they all went back in time. It's good. It was solid. I was like, wow, that the science behind that was completely beyond reproach.
That's very misleading.
It wasn't. No, they talked. Sure, they talked about it.
They
were like,
about, like time travel.
Yeah. Yep. And they said, oh, we should do that. And then he was like, well, let me call the company real quick. Iron Man Co.
No, it was
put that together.
Ant-Man had the technology to travel.
Sure, he did, of course. And they figured that they'd right.
Yeah. Anyway,
we'll put that to good use. That'll be fine. This should all work
anyway,
out.
Anyway, Loki, everyone, is on Disney Plus tonight, right? Is that what you're saying?
That is the long and short of it, Ben. The CMT Music Awards are tonight on the Country Music Channel. Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini are your hosts and lots of performers. So if you love country music like Vinny loves country music, I assume. I'm doing that for you, Ben. I assume you're going to watch
it. I'll watch that for sure. I love country music.
There's a series called Encore. The Encore, it's called. And I wanted to do this because of how impressive Nikki was a couple weeks ago when she found all those. She knew the name of every damn song. So they took some singers from like the late 90s and the early 2000s, and they moved them all in together. And they're going to, it's like a reality show, and they're going to form an all-female R&B supergroup. They have 30 days to write new music, record an album, and learn the choreography for a live performance. Oh,
is
I knew it. I knew it.
Is it girls from past girl groups?
Yes.
Okay, because I know one's Aubrey O'Day
from Danity Kane.
Some girl, I forgot her name, but she's in the Cheetah Girls and 3LW.
Her name's Kylie Williams.
Yeah. And then there's another one I know and I forgot.
Someone from Black?
No.
Yeah, it is. Shamari DeVoe. Oh. Is she a Belle Biv DeVoe relative?
I think so, but there's there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, those are just the three that they mentioned.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
But I just
saw
knew
the trailer for that.
Sure, of course you did. And is it something you're going to watch?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, the Encore. I think that sounds. I actually might watch this. 30 days to write a record, record an album, and learn the choreography for a live performance, and then I assume at the end of the 30 days they perform, and it's a.
I feel sort like it's gonna be a long drama.
Show. Oh, it's gonna be great. Hope they all get along. I mean, I don't hope.
I'll watch
they all
the last episode to see if they can actually pull it off.
Oh, that you know how they do constant recapping in reality shows?
Exactly.
I'm like, sure that last show is the only one I need to watch.
Exactly. I'll do that.
I don't like art like that. Do you? I like to think that they worked really hard on the music and the lyrics, and these things take months
lifetimes, right?
To put together.
Yeah.
Before
why everyone's
they're ready
first
for
album
release.
Is so good. Yeah, I don't know, Vin. It seems interesting to me because I do like to see people's methods, and I think that there'll be some fun. It you know, that sounds like a lot of work. That sounds like hard work. And I'm
under
sure
pressure.
Each of them probably has songs in their pocket that they're like, I love this. This is my idea for a song, and they you know, I'm sure there'll be producers and everybody else there. And And as they record each song, now they got to work out like a choreography
dance
for
move.
It.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's I don't know if I'll watch it or not, but I thought it sounded interesting. And then there's a show called it's a movie. It's called Awake on Netflix, and it's Gina Rodriguez. She plays a former soldier fighting to save her family as society unravels after something wipes out humanity's ability to sleep. Called Awake.
Who's Gina Rodriguez?
Isn't she Michelle Rodriguez's sister?
She's in Jane the Virgin.
Oh.
On the CW.
I think you'd recognize her.
Yeah.
Well, okay. CW show. Maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah. But that's it. I'm thinking of Michelle Rodriguez. That's why I was confused.
She won a Golden Globe for that role. And then
are they related? She and Gina?
No.
Gina and Michelle?
No.
Oh, they're not.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I that's why.
Show
I
the picture
like,
again.
Yeah.
Pop that up there.
All right.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
I like her a lot. She's a good actress.
Okay.
Jane the Virgin is on Netflix. She also did...
Oh, she's Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm very familiar with her. Okay.
Oh, have you watched that show?
Sure.
Jane the Virgin?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not like a bunch of episodes, but I've definitely seen it. And it was like it's like a Spanish novella, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a spinoff of an actual telenovela that they reenacted for American TV.
Right.
So...
Well, she's starring in a movie on Netflix tonight.
Okay.
It's called
She's good.
Awake.
You're right.
She has another Netflix movie where Truth Hurts by Lizzo really became popular. I forget what it's called. But it was really good.
Let's find out what else Gina Rodriguez has been in. And while you do that, I'm going to give Vinny the good news. Big Brother returns 4 weeks from today, Wednesday, Wednesday, July 7th. Stop it. That's good news.
So have you seen the cast? Do you have any ideas?
I tried to find the cast this morning. I don't have... The only cast I could find was last year's cast.
And I saw on... I don't know if you mentioned it yet, although I have to believe you, that's where I heard it, but that Survivor's back, and they've already... It's coming in the fall, and they've got a new logo, and they're
Yeah, let me see if I can
That's
find
happening
the,
as well, coming in the fall.
Survivor 2021. Let's see if I can find the actual...
I'm ready for some nighttime evening TV. Right now, all I watch is sports. I'm watching basketball. Or if basketball's not on, I put on a baseball game.
CBS has confirmed it'll air fall of 2021 in its normal Wednesday time slot. I don't see the actual date, but they're saying fall. I'm going to assume September on that one. That's when it usually starts. So Big Brother, 4 weeks from today.
Great news.
I know. For everybody on the show except the people who aren't us.
Let's hope they cast it well this time. I'd like to see them do a better job.
I'd like a new cast too. And last year with the quote unquote all-stars, I was like, you mean also Rans? Like, they were just... It was just terrible casting, and they just played it all. Like, it was so obvious that Cody was going to win from the very beginning. Like, you guys, you got to get him out, you dummies. Anyway, Armie Hammer has checked into a rehab facility in Florida for drugs, alcohol, and sex.
Oh, okay.
This is amid several months of sexual abuse allegations against him. He checked himself in, it's outside Orlando, on May 31st. He's been getting treatment since then. He's agreed to stay as long as it takes to get healthy. His estranged wife, Elizabeth, is fully supportive of this. He'd been in the Cayman Islands, like living there, and he had told her, he let her know that he was heading for drug treatment to Orlando. He's been in a custody battle in their ongoing divorce, and there's also a sexual assault scandal since January. There were a few women who accused him of emotional abuse, manipulation, and sexual violence on social media. That was when he left the Jennifer Lopez movie that started filming in February. And at the time, he responded saying, it's BS claims, vicious, spurious online attacks against me. And then in March, he was accused of rape. Something he's denied, but police are investigating. But right now, he is in rehab in Orlando for alcohol, drugs, and sex.
Well, I hate that my first thought is he's doing this for PR reasons. But if he is someone with a problem, that would be... It puts you in a position where you can't deny the things that you're being accused of because you're not always aware of everything you're up to. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it sucks that he's done that to somebody else too, but I mean, the position he's put himself in is that you can't believe what he says because he's probably been wasted through most of it, right?
Right. Well, and look, you know, whether or not he ever regains his career, he clearly has some work to do on himself, and rehab's a good place to start. So
I'm not trying to say my way was a good way, but first of all, I didn't have a phone back when I was drinking. But well,
that's good news.
But I drank alone in my house, hiding in the guest room. Like you really can't with anyone knowing you. You just are asking for people to be able to accuse you of anything,
right?
And you can't say anything about it because
you don't know.
Yeah, right. But hiding in the guest room of your own house is no way to live either.
It's really
but
not healthy.
Honestly,
doesn't seem like a good choice.
Right.
Just because I teased it, there's your army. I have an Aaron, a Chris, and a Harvey. I'm going to whip through these, okay, because I'm out of time. Aaron Rodgers, officially a holdout. Yes, he is busy playing house with Shailene Woodley. They found a great salad bowl they love at Crate and Barrel. And he's not at mini camp. He's going to get all these fines, so he's officially a holdout.
They're starting a salad bowl collection together.
Yeah, I made that part up. I'm sure, though, they're playing house, so... Chris Harrison is officially done with The Bachelor Nation in the wake of some, he was sort of defending some racist stuff that a contestant had said to another contestant, or she had said it on social media, and he was being interviewed by a former contestant, and he was like, listen, you know, was that racist in 2018? She's like, no, it's pretty much racist the whole time. And he just didn't walk it back hard enough. They've parted ways. They're actually saying that
that got him fired?
It did. I think because not just that he said it, but that he didn't walk it back hard enough for them. There was just enough outcry. So he stepped back for a minute. In fact, David Spade, I think, is taking over for the Love Island show.
That's correct. Bachelor of Paradise or something
It. That's
something
it. Bachelor
like that.
In Paradise.
Yeah, oh, my
over.
God. He, I mean, I won't watch it, but
so
he's
random.
Great.
So
yeah.
Random.
Well, he's so cynical. Like, I'm sure he'll be like, yes, I'm sure this is true love.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Reporter is saying that Chris Harrison, who's been the host of all the Bachelor stuff for years, going on 20 years, they say he's getting a huge payday for leaving. It was an ugly split because he said, I will tell all this show's secrets if you don't pay up. And finally, just really quickly, there's a Harvey Weinstein movie in the works, because of course there is. Hashtag me too. And that is your 7 o'clock celebrity trash. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
When we finally start to take our health seriously.
Oh.
Some services or some things that should be considered illegal and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.